Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from Green Bay, the author of The Bird and the Bear from Green Bay, it's Joe Vertigan. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Joe is, I met Joe Tuesday night, and he's a author of a new book called The Bird and the Bear. It's the racing tales of J.J. Smith and Roger Regeth. And when I saw this, I certainly got my attention, because growing up as a kid who used to live for Midwest Racing News coming to the house on Thursdays, these are two guys that were in Midwest Racing News and other racing periodicals in the 70s and were just dominant drivers in short track racing in Wisconsin. And Joe, tell us how this book came together.
Well, basically, I had penned three prior books on racing history in northeastern Wisconsin. And JJ and Roger had both been in all three of them. And, you know, as I was thinking of an idea of a possible fourth book, I thought, you know, I actually could write a book about those two. There's enough material. They're both still alive and both in fairly good health yet, where we could do interviews with them. And a lot of their crew chiefs and car owners are still also around. Both had a very decorated, or a short-lived career, I should say, in the USAC stock cars, too. And they ran Milwaukee miles several times for many different car owners, but they didn't disappoint. They're both got a pretty good recollection of what happened. And for me as a kid, I grew up, I first saw those guys start to race at the pier in the early 70s. I was maybe four or five. And I've got a huge collection. You mentioned Midwest Racing News. You know, I was fortunate enough to be a columnist for them for a while, and near, you know, in 2000s and towards the end. And like you, I would wait every Thursday. I'd run to the mailbox when I was a kid, and I mean, I would bring that to school, you know, in the month of May and April, in the off season when you get once a month, and I would literally read every word in there, even the classifieds, probably two, three times. And I've got all those Midwest Racing News and Checkered Flag Racing News saved, and actually they provide a pretty good resource for some story ideas in the book.
They certainly do, and it's so much fun going through those old magazines. But Roger Regeth, the Bear, my dad knew Roger quite well, and Roger was a big guy, and not a guy to fool around with. I remember my father telling me there was some drunk guy in a bar who's getting in Roger's face, and my dad kind of said, quote unquote, Roger took made quick work of him. So Roger was not somebody you wanted to fool around with. And he was quite tenacious on the track too, wasn't he?
He was, you know, in my first book, Life in the Pass Lane, you know, a history of racing in northeastern Wisconsin from 1950 to 1980. I think I counted Roger getting into five physical altercations with five different drivers. And like I said, he was the true villain. I mean, if it was just like pro wrestling, you know, J.J. Smith was the heel, he was the baby face. Mm-hmm. Roger was by far the heel and the villain, and he was a promoter's dream, because, you know, I don't know if we have enough villains in today's racing. It's become so politically correct and vanilla. Well, Roger was himself, and they filled the tracks like DePier, Shawno, Seymour, all traditional half-mile dirt tracks in northeast of Wisconsin, the old horse tracks, and also on the pavement at WIR in Kaukauna. And Roger actually relished the role, but the truth is, off the track, and I've gotten to know Roger pretty well with all the book signings we do across the state, I've had a lot of windshield time with Roger, and the truth is, you get to know him, he's a big teddy bear, you know. We talk more, honestly, I've heard all the racing stories, we share recipes when we go on the road to these book signings. We do, he's a hell of a cook, too, so, yeah, he's a really good guy, and actually turns 80 next month.
What's the best recipe you got from Roger?
He loves doing barbecued ribs and pulled pork, and the guy's a master at a crock pot. And he, you know, 7-Up is one of his ingredients in there to keep it, you know, moist and whatnot. But yeah,
sure.
he's uh, He loves to cook, and I talk to him, and there's one recipe I'm going to try out here one of these days for pulled pork. So yeah, he's in his non-racing days, he stays busy. He plows some snow in the winter, and he's got 4 or 5 accounts to cut grass this summer, and even hauled some cars yet for his son Roger Regas Jr., who we know as Spuds Regas. So he keeps himself pretty busy for darn near 80 years old. So it's pretty admirable, actually.
That's good stuff. This is about 120-page paperback book, but one of the cool things about it is the color photos in there too. And one thing that you notice is just how cool those cars were back in the day. You got a shot of J.J. Smith here in a Dennis Fring's engineered Camaro, which is so cool, along with his USAC Monte Carlo that he had. And then I know Bob Boyce out of Chicago, and he ran the house car for many years, the Boyce track burner chassis cars. And one thing I thought of is that you brought up an interesting point in here. Back then, you could run the same car on the dirt as you could on pavement. Is that something maybe perhaps that's missing today?
Yeah, dirt really became specialized up by us in 81, 82. I think Lowell Bennett, a multi-time Slinger Speedway champion, he was one of the last ones to race the same car on both surfaces. And by 82, it became just too tough to do. But those guys still put a lot of work into it. I mean, Roger was running 4 nights a week that one year. I think he won 80 or 90% of the races one year at Leo Speedway in Oshkosh, a track that closed in 78. But they would knock the glass out, put a screen in. They would change shocks, tires, and sway bar adjustment, all kinds of stuff to run Thursdays on the pavement at Kaukauna. Then in 74, Seymour was Fridays, Shawano Saturdays, and DePeer Sundays. So actually, a couple years, it was actually 5 nights a week. And he was worked full-time for Les Stump Ford as a buyer. And it was just incredible, the amount of, he had a good, he'll be the first to admit, too, that he had great crew members who were helping him out. Mike Randerson, who was actually Alan Kulicki's crew chief for his 2 titles at WIR in 79 and 80, and a guy by the name of Gino Weber. They were 2 of the best in the business. In fact, Roger Regas and his crew were among the first ones in the early to mid-70s to actually scale a race car, which was a kind of a foreign concept up this way at that time, but they were among the first to do that, so they were trendsetters in their own way.
Talking to Joe Verdegan on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, author of the book The Bird and the Bear about J.J. Smith and Roger Regas. And what's the easiest way for them to get this book, Joe?
Well, online you can get it on Amazon.com, and also there's a racing website, Coastal181.com.
Mm-hmm.
They're out of the East Coast. They're, I believe, in Maine. They cover nothing but racing books. Or you can reach me on Facebook, Joel Verdegan, V-E-R-D-E-G-A-N. We ship books out of my house. The next book signing I'll be doing will be this next Saturday at Shawano Speedway's Dirt Kings opener. And we'll be at Seymour Speedway on Friday, May 10th. And then at WIR, there's a pre-race party the first Thursday before the opener, and that will be on the 16th of May. So reach me on Facebook. You can get them anytime you come to the races at WIR, DJ Speed Shack. He's got a souvenir trailer. Lots of ways you can obtain the book.
All right, Joe, thanks so much for coming on the show, and we look forward to maybe chatting with you again during the summer.
Anytime. Give me a call. I'd love to.
Okay, Joe Verdegan joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, author of the book The Bird and the Bear. Make sure you check it out at Coastal181.com, where you can also get my videos, too. Did you know that, Joe?
Nice.
Yeah, classic videos, historic racing videos from the Milwaukee Mile. So not only you can get Joe's book, but you can get a DVD of J.J. Smith and Roger Regas, who are also on the 68 to 72 USAC highlights.
That's awesome. Shameless plug alert.
Shameless plug, yes. Coming up next on the Final Inspection Show, we'll be chatting with David Land, YouTube channel extraordinaire, and we'll talk some IndyCar racing with David coming up next on the Final Inspection Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.